Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Every day this past week I had to work real late. I'm working 14-hour days here at a job I really hate. My work was piled high, the boss is such a cranky guy. I love my job, yeah, that's a lie, I've hit the wall. But somehow I survived Monday through Thursday, and now it's finally Friday. Let's start the weekend with a big bang. Bang!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It ain't. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
With tens of thousands of Russian troops stationed right on Ukraine's doorstep, the U.S. Senate has defeated a bill that Republican Senator Ted Cruz describes as the best chance of discouraging Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine. A disappointed Cruz labeling the Biden administration Putin's chief lobbyist, calling Senate Democrats compliant sheep. The administration is licking its wounds this morning after suffering a couple of major setbacks. First, it looks like the Democrats' drive to radically alter voting laws is dead in the water. And then there's the Supreme Court. The High Court has tossed out the Biden administration's vaccine mandate, the COVID vaccine mandate for larger employers. Stock futures deep in the red now on Wall Street. Dow futures down 218 points. NASDAQ futures off 115. This is SRN News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Well, I heard a brand new phrase, didn't know what it meant for days. When I got it, I had to say, the meaning was risque. They said, let's go Brandon, at the racetrack, at the ball games on TV.
Let's go Brandon.
I looked it up on Google to see what it means.
As you can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go Brandon.
They said, let's go Brandon, at the racetrack, at the ball.
Let's go Brandon.
I looked it up on Google to see what it means.
I swear, the media's evil, protecting this clown in the White House. U.S. retail sales slid last month, but notice how Bloomberg, who is definitely in the tank for this crew, words it. Amid inflation and Omicron hits, we had the virus a year ago, too.
Right.
And we did not have a vaccine. Mm-hmm. But we did not have this hit. In fact, retail sales were healthy. It takes a special level of stupid to get retail sales to decline in the month of December, period. That's all I have to say about it. For now, I'm going to go smoke the Sunday newspaper.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Well, there's this major winter storm that's going to be affecting the southern states over the next few days, and it's going to be a big deal. In some places, it's going to be extremely heavy snow. In some places, crippling ice storms. Fortunately, we're going to be on the better side in that it's mainly going to be liquid form. I mean, near the end on Sunday afternoon, it turns, there'll be a little mixture of precipitation. But here's the deal. Today, good bit of sunshine, mild for January, high 62. Tonight, not as cold, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, with a high temperature near 60, showers becoming likely in the afternoon. Periods of showers then, Saturday night, and in through Sunday. It turns sharply colder Sunday. In fact, the warmest temperature on Sunday will be as the day begins, right at midnight. And then we'll fall to about 40 by morning and into the 30s during the daytime hours. Near the end of the precipitation shield, the rain becomes mixed with some flurries or some sleet before ending, but no accumulation, so no travel problems here. And then cold on MLK Day. Right now, this morning, mostly sunny. It's 39, and the time is 8:06.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Land Pride, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
3, 2, 1, 0. Lift off. We have a lift off.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Sometimes in the Rocket Science feature, we honor somebody who's done something particularly brilliant. Sometimes we use it in the colloquial way with, hey, you're a real rocket scientist for doing that. And it's the latter today. We have a guy who made fun of his wife for slipping and falling on the porch steps. And then he does the exact same thing. Listen.
Ooh, and that's going to be on the camera. Ow! You didn't say it was ice. God. You didn't say it was ice. He literally sat there and did not...
Let's hear that slip and fall in slow motion.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Oh, that's classic. Oh, it's almost as classic as the Clara Peller, Where's the Beef, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, always be careful when you're mocking somebody in a situation like that. She slipped, he laughed. He didn't see the ice, and neither did she. So there were a couple of ice holes.
All the ice holes.
See what I did?
See what they did there? Yeah, tell the joke about the
how to catch a polar bear?
Yeah.
You don't want to hear that.
It's a dad joke. Dad joke. So you remember back in Chicago, you had to worry about, you know, slippery sidewalks and everything. Plus, you're liable, right, if somebody gets...
Yeah, you're supposed to keep your sidewalk clear.
Sidewalk, yes.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. I remember when we had the big snow when I was in school. It took months. It happened on January 23rd, and it took until April to melt all of that snow because the city came in and eventually plowed, but all they could do was pile it up. So we had mounds of this stuff, and the sidewalks were almost impossible to shovel. So you had these canyons walking to school, walking between these two walls of piled up snow.
I've seen that.
I remember one time, and this may have happened to you too, you had to be, even if you walked gingerly on the frozen, impacted snow and ice, all of a sudden you're shuffling along trying to stay on your feet. Next thing you know, your feet are over your head, and you're down. There's just, sometimes you couldn't help it.
You know what? Never mind. That thought just went away.
It's okay. Happens to me all the time. You're getting up there with Tony DeFranco, pal. 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. All right. So our Rocket Science feature is brought to you by Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. They're local, and they've been in business for 4.5 decades. Their systems are reliable, easy to work with, and you save money on monthly monitoring, starting at under $30 a month. So if you have a property you would like monitored, or a business, or a home, or maybe all three, call them at 279-8338, 279-8338. We have been using them the entire time I've been working here at Blue Water, and their system is easy to set, and you don't want to try and breach it. Trust me on that one. If somebody comes into the building, doesn't know the code, there's an immediate reaction. No games. And then you've got to, we get an immediate call, usually within 3 or 4 seconds. The phone rings that quickly on the follow-up. So I would strongly suggest you consider them, not just to save the money on the monthly monitoring, because their systems are easy. I know people that have had home security systems they've stopped using because they're just too complicated. 2798338 for Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board Permit number 276. We have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card we'd like to give away, so we'll do a conundrum in a moment.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The bail hearing for suspected Bama Lane shooter Torrey Johnson was held Thursday afternoon, and a higher amount was approved. He's charged with killing one person and injuring six others on Sunday. He was out on bond. Judge Tiffany McCord approved the bail to be increased to $860,000. Johnson is now back in custody. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Monroe County Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it could be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Pence. She went missing after her son, Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to a hospital. And the Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows cases are 5 times the number they were just a week ago. The report doesn't specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
All right, we have Nicole on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg, but I'm not calling about that. I'm calling about you can't get across the bridge in downtown Wetumpka.
What's up?
There is a wreck right there where that church got taken down.
Yeah.
It's right there on the bridge.
From the tornado? I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yes, you can come across it if you're coming out of Wetumpka, like you're heading for Slap Out, but you can't go the other way. So.
I got you. All right. Well, we appreciate the traffic information. Thank you very much.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You mentioned earlier this morning we're coming up on the anniversary of that event, right?
Yeah. So the anniversary of that snowstorm we had is Monday. 2 days later is the anniversary of the tornado in Wetumpka. Yeah. EF3.
813 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
All right. This could be a bit challenging, but 4 out of 10 people say they remember this particular feature about their first car.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That's a pretty high percentage.
I've got it.
Remember the make and model.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the answer. But what about their first car do they specifically remember? 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. Even if you have an incorrect guess, you qualify for the grand prize drawing, which is now about 32 shopping minutes away. 272-9228.
What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Friday.
a Friday.
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 You've worked hard all week and now it's Friday.
The weekend.
Here comes the weekend. Friday is here.
All right, it is Friday, and we're in the middle of a conundrum. Want to give away a $10 CV Bistro gift card. And here's the question. 4 out of 10 people can remember this specific thing about their very first car. What happened to my screen?
I don't know. Something's beeping right now. I hear something beeping occasionally.
I didn't touch it, but...
When I dropped...
I see the computer's flashing right now. Something happened when you dropped your...
Ladies and gentlemen, please bear with us for a moment while we figure out what happened.
I don't know.
Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello?
I don't know.
Hey, hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Who is this?
I can't read your name because our equipment is down.
This is Todd. You talking to Todd B?
Todd B, that's you. Yes. Can you tell us what this thing that 4 out of 10 people can remember about their first car?
The type of radio.
Oh.
I have an AM in mind. Type of radio, is that it? Nope, but it's a good guess and you're in the grand prize drawing. All right, who is this, please?
Pamela Scott.
Hi, Pamela. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
Thanks for listening. You just unplugged this.
Huh?
Now I don't have my programming screen either.
Oh.
There you go. Pamela, what is this item that 4 out of 10 people can remember about their first car?
Is it the gears, the way it was shifting?
Give me the stick shift.
Stick!
Yeah, it's not it, but it's a good guess. Thank you for calling. All right.
Hey.
And this is who?
This is Gary.
Gary, hey, Gary, welcome. Gary, what is this item that 4 out of 10 people can remember about their first car?
Whether or not it had an air conditioner or not.
Did it have AC? Yeah, the windows rolled down. Is that it? No.
We call it 455 air, four windows at 55 miles an hour.
Yeah, that was pretty much it, man. My Volkswagen, we're in Chicago in the winter. I would leave for school around 6:45 in the morning, but I have to start my car at 6 to give the internal heating system to melt the frost and everything in the window.
Sure, yeah. You had to get out. First of all, you have to shovel around your car. Right?
Yes, always. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
This is Billy.
Billy, what is this item about the first car that 4 out of 10 people can remember?
I don't know if it's been given yet or not, but that beautiful new car smell.
The new
car? Oh. You got a new car when you were... Your first car was a new car? Wow, that's
well,
cool.
Well, to me it was. I don't know what was in it before I was, but it felt good to me.
Yeah, you know, back then, really before air, every car did have a very particular aroma, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for the call. 272-9228. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Buddy P. Good morning, Greg.
Buddy. Can you tell me, 4 out of 10 people remember the specific thing about their first car. What is it?
Greg, I remember that big back seat, baby.
The beat back seat? Yes. Nope.
But
good try. Thank you, buddy. 272-9228. Good morning. Who's this?
Bill.
How are you, Bill?
Doing well.
What is this thing that 4 out of 10 people can remember about their first car?
My first car, the tag number was BDM667.
4 out of 10 people can remember their actual license plate number?
You're a winner.
Good for you.
That was a wild guess. Golly.
I unfortunately cannot. That was nothing that stuck with me.
I can't remember mine. I can remember my dad's. Because of his initials and our street number.
Who's this?
But
the customized tag.
Right, exactly.
So you want a $10 CV Bistro gift card, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Right, don't go away. Jay's going to get with you in just a second here. We have a winner on line 4.
Yeah.
And then I got some names for you, too.
Thank you for...
Who was the last one? Who was the gentleman that just...
Well, I got his stuff in. Okay. I got his information because he's the winner.
All right,
so we'll take care of him, and we'll get a traffic update in a second. And one of the things you can win at the end of this hour in our grand prize drawing, and everybody that just called is eligible to win that, the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. if you don't have a place you've partnered up with, a place that you trust, a place that will accommodate you, not just to get the work done reliably and at a fair price, but will help you get to your next destination and get you back with your car later so you don't have to spend a whole day waiting, choose any of Don Duncan's three locations from Mount Duncan in Millbrook, behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, serving everybody in Prattville and Millbrook. There, downtown, great for downtown workers. Drop your car off at 408 Madison. They'll get you to your office and get you back with your car. And if you live in East or Southeast Montgomery, the location on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, happy to do exactly the same at all three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations, and look for them on Facebook. It is 8:22.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident. This one is up in Millbrook. If you're on Highway 14 coming into Millbrook from I-65, it'll be just past the Walmart Supercenter at Dismukes Road. It is a minor accident, but watch out for emergency vehicles there. In Montgomery, traffic's light to moderate. What little congestion we have, East Boulevard at I-85 and at Jackson Ferry on Northern Boulevard. Buckle up and keep it right here for more traffic updates. It's all fun at Festival Plaza. Stop by the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Skywatch traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm at home on my sofa, making bets on my cell phone. Addicted to sports gambling, and I'm losing my money. The game's on, but I'm staring at the screen, placing a wager. Picking idiotic parlays with way too many teams. I am wasting all my time on sports gambling applications. I'm screaming at the TV when they don't cover the spread. And when all the bookies and odd makers are stealing my hard-earned wages, when the game's finally over, I've lost most of my bets. All of the dough I am blowing, my teams are shucking. Bet almost every game, and I've lost a ton. I'm spending all my money while I sit in my recliner, 'cause my phone is a casino. Now I'm out of funds.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Just ahead of our first long weekend of the year, at least for government workers and banks and people who have those kinds of gigs.
Yeah.
Reminder that tomorrow is Use Your Gift Card Day. You know, I have a stack of gift cards that have some amount of money left on them.
But you don't know.
I have no idea how much. Yeah. And I would probably have to drive 100 miles place to place to go up, wait in line, say, Doc, could you tell me how much?
See if there's anything left on there.
So just a reminder that you have that opportunity tomorrow. Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up ahead. Something we may discuss on TV, I did suggest it as a topic, but we have a list. You know, the Great Resignation has been taking place. I don't know how these people are supporting themselves, but millions have quit their jobs, and here are the top 10 reasons. I've been there too long. See, I'm happy to have been here a long time.
No, all my jobs I've been there a long time.
In this business, to me, and especially since I'm Tony DeFranco's age, I consider it to be a great triumph that I'm coming up on my 18th year. Now, you, that's nothing. That's compared to you. It's 34
at the last job, and so far 6 here, but I've had
close to 40.
I've had 4 jobs since I was a teenager.
That makes me ill because I am so jealous of that kind of stability. But that's you. You know, you are just such a button down person. So being there too long, though, doesn't work for some people. The hours stunk, commute stunk, not enough perks, had to move, didn't like my coworkers, etc. Number 9 on the list, it wasn't the career I wanted.
Right.
8, in one word or less, it was
boring.
Number 7, there was no way to climb the ladder and progress. Number 6, my boss was rude. And then we got top 5.
Number 5.
The pay sucked. Usually pay is like at the top of these kinds of lists, but
right,
it's number 5 on this.
Number 4.
I didn't like the atmosphere. Yeah, you don't want to work in a place that where you could cut the tension, the pressure.
I couldn't imagine, because I've never been in a situation like that, but that would be awful.
Number 3.
Management didn't care about me. That's number 3 on the list.
Number 2.
I was overworked. Don't we feel that way every morning?
Not quite.
And then finally,
and number 1.
It wasn't motivating, but I wonder about this. Should the job be motivating or starvation? You know, what are you going to do if you don't have an income?
Well,
or any money?
Yeah, especially if you have a family you have to provide for, you know?
You'd be amazed when you've got those circumstances staring you in the face, how motivated you can get to do something. Didn't have time for this in animal stories today, but a 52-year-old woman in Omaha called 911. Here's, I got to run this by Rosie later, too, for her take. There was a study done recently that found that all cats are psychos.
Yeah, well,
that would be feline and human.
Bite me!
I can't figure them out.
A 52-year-old woman in Omaha, Nebraska, called 911 on Monday after one of her cats attacked her. It wouldn't stop beating up on her other cats, so she separated them and then said she threatened to give the aggressive cat a timeout. She told the cat she was going to put it in its room, and that's when it flew off the handle and went after her. She was eventually able to corral it into a bedroom and shut the door, but she didn't get out of it unscathed. Multiple claw marks were checked out by paramedics. When they took her to a hospital, the wounds ended up pretty much being superficial. But can you imagine? Wasn't there a story not that long ago about a family? Their cat went nuts. It attacked everybody. Everybody got bloody. And they finally had to lock it. They got it locked up in a room.
Yeah.
And they had to call somebody to come and take it out.
Too much. What is that stuff that makes the cats go crazy?
Catnip?
Catnip, yeah, right. All right, so we have that. This story here to me is the biggest crap pile of the morning. Okay. Now they're trying, you know, what are they trying to sell us continuously? Get the jab, get vaccinated, wear your mask. Now there's a study, that says face masks make people look more attractive. Researchers at Cardiff University found that both men and women are perceived to look better with a mask covering the lower half of their faces. I am not buying that for one second.
I have actually seen folks that look better with the mask on than with the mask off.
Yeah, no, if you got the face of a church gargoyle, yeah, put a mask on it.
Yeah.
But the study found that a face covered with a disposable surgical mask was the most appealing, followed by the cloth. To me, this is propaganda. They want us to buy into that mask. Because they, what do they protect? Look at how this variant is going around. Masks aren't stopping it. Jabs aren't stopping it.
Yeah. Certainly, cloth masks are not doing anything.
And we want to thank the Supreme Court for stopping Joe yesterday. At 8:31, with a word about a great restaurant we just gave away, a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, please, everybody, put your hands together for Jay Scott.
Thank you.
Yeah, Seafood Bistro, $10 gift card there. Although, you know, Paul, Chef Paul over there sent me almost every single answer to all, not only just the pop quiz, but all of your
backup questions.
Wow. Sent me answers to as well.
Nice.
He pays attention to the random facts. But yeah, they're open up today, every day, 11 a.m. Tomorrow they'll open up at 11. Sunday they'll open up at 11. It is what they do. You can go by there and enjoy, get some wings if you want to. Maybe you got a thing going on for this weekend. Pick up some wings or do a boil bag for a gathering. That's perfectly fine. Or just get something for yourself. Get one of the platters or the combo platters. Pick up a po' boy if you'd like. Or get a boil bag just for yourself. You can do that as well. It's all at the Seafood Bistro. They open up, like I said, today at 11 a.m. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're at. 279-7500. Call them when they open up. You can put in an order over the phone if you would like to. Or the easiest thing to do is go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Put the word "the" in there, theseafoodbistro.com. You can put an order in online. See a picture of pretty much everything that is on the menu there. Also, use the delivery apps to get it delivered. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
Market started off in red territory, and I guess that number we got last hour has sent it down even further.
Oh, yeah. It's now just south of 400 down.
And continuing that particular trend. The market's going lower.
And Leon's getting larger.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Yesterday was beautiful with 66. Today's going to be another great day with 62 and plenty of sunshine. But you probably have heard that there is a major storm system on the way, one that will be affecting various states in various ways, some in a derogatory way. Some places get extremely heavy snow, some places crippling ice storm. For us, we're going to be on the warmer side. It's let me get into the details. Today's high 62, not as cold tonight, low 41. Tomorrow, showers become likely in the afternoon, high temperature around 60, periods of showers Saturday night and into Sunday. The warmest temperature on Sunday will be as the day begins, right at midnight, and then drop off from there. Sharply colder during the day, and near the end of the rain, by midday, let's say Sunday, or early afternoon, the precipitation becomes mixed with, or maybe briefly changing over to a little bit of snow flurries or sleet, that kind of thing, and then ending. And no travel problems here, because it'll melt as it falls. MLK Day will be a cold day with a high of 49. Right now, this morning, we have mostly sunny skies. It's 39 already at 8:34.
All right. I just was given a list of some of the things that people on a massive basis are finding in short supply.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting stuff provided by the Google. Chicken, the top food shortage most states are searching for. I will say this. I have yet to run into a short supply of food outlet. And they get those big... I shouldn't say this, because then they'll be gone when I need them on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. You've walked in before and said, wow, man, I mentioned that on the air, and they weren't there.
I know, I do that to myself all the time. But they have been able to keep their... I actually think this is a situation that hits the big, massive chains harder than it does people who have their own local deals in place. Anyway, try Food Outlet if you're having trouble finding chicken. Cream cheese. People on the East Coast are Googling it the most because, gosh, I mean, half of South Florida wants their bagel with a schmear. That's a...
Oh, that's right.
That's a schwipe. A schmear and a schwipe are pretty much the same thing.
Bagels and cream cheese, sure.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos shortage. And they apparently are really going without in California and Arizona.
There's still a Gatorade shortage.
And believe it or not, potato shortage. Although that, again, tends to be out west. By the way, you can get a five-pound bag of russets at Food Outlet for an incredibly low price. So don't worry about it. I'm just telling you what the Google has told us. We have some pretty good Morning Maroon nominees. I think the challenge there will be deciding who deserves it the most. First, though, we'll check traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic authorities are still on the scene of a minor accident. Highway 14, if you're headed into Millbrook from I-65, going to be right past the Walmart Supercenter at Dismukes Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Wetumpka still a bit busy. Prattville busy as well. And in Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic, but no issues. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Medical billing and coding and pharmacy technician classes start February 7th at Trenum State. Call 420-4240. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Monroe County Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it could be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Pence. She went missing with her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to the hospital. The bail hearing for suspected Bama Lane shooter Torrey Johnson was held Thursday afternoon and a higher amount was approved. He's charged with killing one person and injuring six others on Sunday. He was out on bond, but Judge Tiffany McCord approved the bail to be increased to $860,000, and Johnson is now back in custody. The Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows cases are five times the number they were just a week ago. The report does not specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, how were the holidays?
Holidays were outstanding, mainly because of it's our good customers that always come and see us.
We have a new year upon us, so how's it looking?
Looks good. We're well stocked here at Eastbrook, so, you know, with all of these delays and shipping and stuff, if you run out of anything, come check us out, because we've probably got what you're looking for.
Don't you have some special milestone in 2022?
I think we're here at number 29, going on 29 years. How we've made it this long, I don't know, but 29 years.
Tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
We're at 60,000 square feet. We have around 175 to 200 vendors, permanent staff that are here to wait on you and load for you, and we've got layaway, and my old geezer works every day with me.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thought we'd see the day where that would happen, huh?
It's a great breakfast food.
Yeah, everybody. Why don't we open a franchise? You know, make Oyster Rockefellers for breakfast in the morning.
I feel like I'm in the French Quarter in New Orleans.
At 8:42. Let's see. Gosh, so many things that we never even got to this morning. A study found that long distance relationships have a 1 in 3 success rate. I don't recommend those. I just because. Especially if it's somebody new and you're in that crazy phase and you're still so much to learn about them and being separated by long distance, even with technology today being so much better.
It's got to be difficult.
Very tough. In Eddie Vedder news, the house from A Nightmare on Elm Street is sold for $2.8 million. I'm not impressed. Eddie could have gotten three. No doubt in my mind on that one. All right, so I need to find one more thing here, and then we can...
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I've ever have eaten in some fancy places that don't even have drive-through windows. I've never... You know what they smell like? Potato skins.
Yeah, well,
a heck of a lot better.
Well, you've never had mine that bad. I guess I'm going to have to make those some morning for you, just to show you you're wrong.
Wow.
About that. All right, so I had a Morning Maroon nominee here, and now I can't find the damn thing. So here's what we'll do at 8:44. Can we have the new version of Hail to the Chief? And the Chief.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Whoops.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
All right. Oh, you know what I can't do?
Yeah.
One of the nominees was a judge. Before her was a 72-year-old man who was a cancer patient.
That's right.
He was in court because he got cited for having overgrown plants and grass on his property, and she reamed him a new one.
Can you play that audio? Oh, sorry.
You know, I was going to dub it. I thought, I'll just play it to the board today. So, you'll just have to trust us. We played it at the beginning of the show. She reamed this guy.
Oh, my God. It was awful.
And, gave absolutely no consideration to the fact that that he had been dealing with cancer and was undergoing chemotherapy. That's just, I understand we live in this age of raw feelings, but that's beyond the pale in my humble opinion. Number two, we have Baltimore State's attorney, and they're doing such a great job of putting criminals away. They're not. The state's attorney for Baltimore was indicted on perjury charges Thursday. She had been previously praised and supported by guess who? Our cackling hyena vice president. When we march and we shout about what we need to reform in the criminal justice system, we better understand that we got to march and shout with our paychecks. Well, apparently she was lying. So it's very hard to remain in the job as a state's attorney when you have been charged with perjury. Now, there's one more here. I sent myself fake drinks from fake admirers. We've had to reboot a couple of things here. Jay, I lost it. What did you do with that thing?
My third nominee.
I know I had. Oh, here it is. Simon Bromhall does liver transplants. That's a pretty important thing.
Yeah.
He is now 57 years old. It turned out that he was using an electric beam to burn the letters S and B into the livers.
I heard about this.
He had just planted into people.
He
was branding their livers with his initials.
Yeah, he signed his work.
Yeah. So on Monday, this clown lost his ability to practice medicine in England. He admitted there had been other occasions where he initialed his transplanted work. So he lost his medical license.
No, that's our winner right there.
Yeah.
That's our winner. When you're when the doctor is branding his initials into
under your organs.
Yeah, that is one step beyond a lying state's attorney.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
So there you go. I would love to tell you about what's happening at Jack Ingram.
I feel
it's not your fault. It's not. No, we have a computer went down.
Well, you've got another computer over there.
Yeah, you can.
Just go to that website.
Do I look wall-eyed to you?
Would I?
Look, we have purchased 7 vehicles from Jack Ingram. I think I can talk from experience.
I'm pretty sure you can.
Yes. One of the things that I've loved, like my first Nissan Rogue, certified pre-owned from Jack Ingram Nissan, Tip Tames got the deal done for me. It was a 2017. And I just happened to stop by. We're actually looking for a vehicle for show to upgrade him. So that I found they had a 2019. I was totally happy with the 2017, but they had a 2019 with a lot of original warranty miles on it. So I said, what do you say, Tip? Run the numbers here. See if we could stay in the same ballpark. Maybe I'll upgrade. Guess what? For $8 extra a month on the monthly payment, I was able to go from the 2017 to the 2019. This is something they do so well. So if you are a person who budgets based on payment and you want to love what you drive,
right,
you owe it to yourself to go over and see Tip and his team or any of the 6 great brands they carry at Jack Ingram. Volvo, Mercedes, Porsche. Well, I got some unbelievable Porsches in stock. Audi, Volkswagen, and Nissan. Plus the certified pre-owns, the signature pre-owns, and the value car lot at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard or jackingram.com. Our grand prize drawing is coming up in a moment.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic authorities are still on the scene of a minor accident. Highway 14, if you're headed into Millbrook from I-65, going to be right past the Walmart Supercenter at Dismukes Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Wetumpka still a bit busy. Prattville busy as well. And in Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic, but no issues. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Medical billing and coding and pharmacy technician classes start February 7th at Trenum State. Call 420-4240. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill.
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill.
I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hungover from holiday spending and now your vehicle needs some attention? Tire City and Automotive Service has the right tire and expert service to help you get the most bang for your buck. Right now through January 29th, get up to $200 off a set of Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. We can also save you up to $100 off on other vehicle services. Visit Tire City and Automotive Service at our two locations, Atlanta Highway and Woodley Road. See store for details.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
WACV, it is 8:54, instead of the Joey Show, and our final act of the week is our grand prize drawing. Who wants to go for bucket number six? That was a Bozo reference. Bozo.
I don't know that one. I'm sorry, I did not know that.
When we were dopey little kids, Bozo had this six-bucket game, and the last bucket, they put a new silver dollar in every day.
Is that right?
And sometimes it would get up 60, 70 bucks, and that was like, wow, that's $1 million. So we would, whatever we were doing, we'd come in off the street around 12:40 just to see if some kid that we could hate won the grand prize bucket.
You know, I never was a Bozo watcher. I was Captain Kangaroo.
We were in it for the money. That's it. Yeah. All right. So let's do the grand prize drawing, starting with a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. Somebody that called this week, and that number is?
Number 22.
22.
Oh, in the year 2022. We have for number 22, it is Anthony P.
Anthony P.
You're a winner.
Way to go, Anthony. You'll be able to roam the aisles of Tucker Pecan and use that $25 any way you see fit. For everybody else, remember, the next time your family says,
let's get nuts,
head to Tucker Pecan on North McDonough. All right, who's the one to win the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire? Complete service on your vehicle at any of Don's three locations. It's your number?
Ooh, number seven.
Seven. Mickey Mantle's number.
Let me scroll. It is Hazel.
Hazel.
You're a winner.
Way to go, Hazel. Hooray for Hazel. You have won the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, redeemable at Mount Duncan on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Downtown at 408 Madison around Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And finally, a $159 value, Clark's Club membership. Who wins it?
Number 39.
It is Nicole D.
Nicole D.
You're a winner. You're a winner. You're a winner.
Way to go, Nicole. Thought I'd change it up a little bit. So that gets you two annual tune-ups to your system from the HVAC experts at Clark's. They're on call for you 24/7, 365 in case of any heating, air conditioning, or plumbing issue. And you can buy those. That's a $159 value item, and that will save you money on your power bills, too. For the rest in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. 856, one thing... Well, you don't really need to mow your lawn yet unless you want to mow the leaves that are on top of it and mulch them down. But that time will be coming soon. But now, January, believe it or not, is the best time to get equipment for the upcoming season to maintain your home. Lewis Lawn has great deals on 2021 products, fully warranted. And by the way, fully warranted means you could bring it there when it needs service or repair. I've got a Toro I bought there in 2008. That is still running. Still running because it goes there for a tune-up every year and a blade sharpening. It may not be as red as it once was, but the point is, it still works. I have a steel blower, 11 years. They carry all the steel products, 11 years. It's never needed service. So we're talking about great products with long lifespans, but when they do need maintenance, you bring it to Lewis Lawn. Echo, Exmark, Toro, Wright, Walker, and more. At Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, see Chad Sasser or Haley or any of that great team at Lewis Lawn. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or call them at 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Hey y'all, this is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays and Saturdays and a full menu for all tastes, not just seafood lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or a scratch made cocktail.
Remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail, where we're always off the hook.
To use this opportunity to thank our friend, our gourmand.
Gourmand. I like that.
Mr. Wiley Poundstone for bringing us Oysters Rockefeller. What a hit.
Promised it, and he...